Just a few weeks ago, Walker was considered a GOP frontrunner for the presidential bid. Iowa polls had him in the lead, and some observers thought it would remain that way.
He's supposed to have somebody can appeal to the conservative base of the party.
That's J.R. Ross, editor with the website Wiz Politics. Ross says that in Wisconsin, Walker was known and liked for sticking to his message, but he's developed a reputation at the national level of flip-flopping on issues.
He's in a much more intense media environment than what he's been used to. If you go back and look at his history, he has not had this habit, if you will, of kind of brainstorming out loud on issues. So he's got an excellent reputation for message discipline once he reaches his kind of final answer. But in the process, you know, in Wisconsin, he'd go to La Crosse and Eau Claire and Wausau, maybe say something a little bit different as he kind of refined the message. And once he reached it, he was locked in. What's happening, though, is you had a different media contingent in each of those cities when he would stop. Now he's got the same media contingent with him 24/7, and they are picking up on every single nuance that he changes. So when he says something that may be slightly different from the day before, it becomes a story. And it's kind of come to cause some concerns for his backers, because Governor Walker's founded this campaign in part on the idea that he is a straight shooter and he's not intimidated, right? That's what he talks about all the time.
Ross says Walker seeming to flip-flop on issues is an even bigger problem than offensive comments the governor has made. For instance, the Islamic Society of Milwaukee is basically asking for an apology after Walker said there are only a handful of Muslims that are reasonable or moderate. Still, Ross says that while Walker is struggling on some fronts, particularly in response to Donald Trump, the governor has time to right his campaign. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.